Speaker, I'm a United Auto worker. I work on the assembly line at the Doraville GM plant. And I want to say that I'm so happy that our next speaker is going to be here. Her name is Nora Hockman. She is an organizer for a union which is working with organizing some of the most oppressed, exploited, underpaid workers in the United States, and that union is Unite Here. Please welcome Nora Hockman.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
I bring you greetings from the 500,000 members of Unite Here, thousands of whom are affiliated with U.S. Labor Against the War, and we stand in solidarity with you together today. Our union represents, among others, hotel workers. We've been engaged in a fight for a long time against five of the largest, nastiest, meanest international hotel corporations. The Starwood Corporation, they operate the Westin Peachtree Plaza. Intercontinental, they operate the Intercontinental Buckhead. There's a neighborhood we all live in, right? The Indigo, we're fighting the Hilton, the Hyatt, and Marriott. Hotel workers are the new low-wage service sector workers of America. They've been around a long time, but invisible. In Atlanta, particularly at the Intercontinental, they work piece rate. That means they're paid to clean by the room. Where I come from, originally, in California.
Yeah!
I never thought I'd heard anybody cheer for California out here. Hotel workers are paid by the hour, because California is union. There is one union hotel in the state of Georgia.
What is it?
Which one?
It's the Hyatt Regency. In the southern region, which our local represents, seven states, there are five union hotels. Now, George Bush is a southerner.
We're not claiming him.
If you call Texas the South.
No.
From a different South than me.
And since he's been the president, there has been an orchestrated attack against workers and their unions. You know, back in the day, we used to have a saying in the civil rights movement, we shall not be moved. That was when America was 37% union. We shall not be moved. We are 8.9% of the American workforce, and I say to you today, we shall be moved, and we must be moved. So here's the deal. I went to my first anti-war march when I was 11. I have been marching ever since. No kidding. It's a long, hard road to freedom and justice. And you cannot get off the road. You must dedicate your lives to movement work, because if you don't, everybody looks like me at my age, and who will come behind us? You must stand up, you must deliver, you must be counted, and you must do it for your lifetimes. Solidarity forever. Thank you.
Bush has no mandate.
Bush has no